Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to yet another episode of the What's New on the Net podcast. Wow, it's great to be back in the studio again. This is your host, Saurabh Gaswala, and today is Sunday, May 8, 2022. Here are the headlines from the technology world from around the globe. After Google, it is now the turn of Apple. It has announced that as part of the App Store improvements process, developers of apps that have not been updated within the last 3 years and failed to meet a minimal download threshold may be removed, which includes apps that have not been downloaded at all or for extremely few times during a rolling 12-month period. Apple said in a post that before doing so, developers will be able to appeal against the removals, and developers, including those who recently received a notice, will now be given more time to update their apps if needed. Up to 90 days, apps that are removed will continue to function as normal for users who have already downloaded the app on their device, Apple said. Snap, owner of Snapchat, has launched a creator program in partnership with celebrity greeting app Cameo. This was part of many other new original programs launched by Snap this week. The Snap Cameo advertiser program was built by Snap and created by Cameo for Business. The program allows Snapchat's video advertisers the ability to partner with Cameo's top talent to create custom short-form video ads for the social app, the company said. This included the over 45,000 celebs on Cameo, like actors, athletes, musicians, reality stars, influencers, and others. It also potentially offered another way for top creators to make money by connecting them with new advertiser partnerships via Snapchat following last year's launch of Snap's Creator Marketplace. Another new announcement was the new Snap advertising product, Snap Promote. This solution is aimed at content partners on Discover, offering a way to expand beyond their organic reach with Snapchat's For You feed on the Stories page. The ad product, which is already integrated with Snap's Ads Manager, was recently tested with the NFL. Developers, get this. Google has expanded its bug bounty program to offer $1.5 million for a top-notch Android 13 beta exploit, specifically, for a hack of the Titan M security chip that ships with Pixel phones. If you didn't know this, Android 13 beta became available last week to developers and early adopters, with Google promising an outsized focus on privacy and security. The internet giant announced on Twitter a 50% bonus for all Android 13 beta exploits. It also updated its Android program page to reflect the offer, adding an important caveat: vulnerabilities must be exclusive to Android 13 and must not reproduce on any other version of Android, it noted. Attention gamers. Microsoft has said this week that it had partnered with Epic Games to make Fortnite available on supported browser-enabled devices for free with Xbox Cloud Gaming, beta, in 26 countries. Yes, for free. This means, starting this week, players will only require two things to play in cloud-supported markets: a Microsoft account and iOS, iPadOS, Android phone or tablet, or Windows PC with internet access with no installation or memberships required. All you need to do is go to xbox.com/play on your web browser and sign in with your Microsoft account to party up with friends or earn your next victory royale in Fortnite.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com, at gmail.com.
And now to our next section about startups. Most website owners use Google Tag Manager and Universal Analytics to monitor their web traffic. However, as of July 1, 2023, these metrics will no longer be available and Google will replace them with a new schema called GA4, which is a more compliant form of visitor tracking. Many site owners are unaware of the changes, but Google is sure to inform all users before the updates go into effect. If you have set up Google Analytics for your website prior to October 14, 2020, then you will need to set up the new format. GA4 tracks all users' apps and websites in one place. The thing is that Google's Analytics dashboard is a complex conundrum of options, screens, and buttons. Most users simply want to see the basics so that they can get an overview of the number of users they have, where they're coming from, and which pages are the most popular. But now there's a simpler version that explains GA4. Called GA Client, it offers an alternate dashboard to Google Analytics and displays only a few pared-down metrics to give a quick and easy overview to website and app owners. It's simple to use the service and users can sign up with no more than their Google account email address. But for the service to work, users must already have GA4 set up on their Google account and have installed the system on their website or apps. If you want to know more about this startup, you can go across to our website whatsnewonthenet.com.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
Okay, folks, and that's a wrap for today. We are at the end of this podcast. Hope you have liked it. Please do not forget to press the like and subscribe tabs, please. This is your host, Saurabh Goswala, signing off for now. Adieu.